On this date, each year, without fail, I find myself out with the residents of the natural world, sitting in silence. It's the winter solstice, the shortest and quietest day of the year, and the beginning of the silent season. By the time this day arrives, I've done much introspection, and armed with journals and a free day, I sit outside and I sit with the trees, the seeds, and the few remaining birds, and I grow silent. With the trees stripped down to their essentials, with the seeds buried, and the songs of the birds muted, with the lights dimmed, and the thermostat lowered, and the world is covered in a brown blanket of leaves, I sit, and I listen, and I look inside. I think of the past growing season. What traits do I need to leave behind? I plan for the growth to come. Am I on track? Am I growing in the right direction? That's the purpose of this day, after all. Silence and introspection. Watch the natural world, and you'll find that any change, any great journey, and any period of growth is accompanied by a time of silence. Silence is where the natural world finds direction, and it's where miraculous transformations occur. Silence is nature's regular stop along the path to being all they can become. In silence, creation begins. In the dark, cool soil, the acorn listens for directions on how to grow in the deep of winter. Wrapped in the silence of her chrysalis, the caterpillar leaves behind all things that kept her grounded, and she learns to soar. Before their long journey back to the south, the songbirds grow silent and molt. In the silence, the cicada dreams of droning from the treetops on warm summer evenings. Time spent in silence is a blissful sanctuary. Once I get past the initial discomfort, silence is a retreat, a place to recharge. The more time I spend in silence, the more I crave it. I understand now why the natural world devotes an entire season to the practice. Nature and solitude are perfect companions. On a muted gray winter day, when it's so still, you can hear the snowflakes as they brush against the bare branches. The silence is brittle perfection. I enjoy time alone under the stars. Sometimes I feel as though I'm the only person in this vast universe, and even my thoughts are distractions. I adore misty mornings at the lake, spending time with the heron as he peers into the depths of the still water. On mornings such as this, it's as if the entire world is holding its breath. Even when I can't be in nature, I look for silence. I wake early, I sit with my thoughts, I plan, I listen to my dreams, and I record my thoughts in my journal. How can I accomplish more, I ask myself. Like the trees, I need time alone if I wish to grow into all I can be. Sitting alone in meditation may sound simple or like a waste of time. In an already hurried life, how can we take the time to sit and do absolutely nothing? The time spent watching your thoughts is very difficult. It's also probably the most beneficial part of the day. Besides the mental clarity this practice gives us, learning to overcome ourselves as we sit and watch our thoughts strengthens our executive function. We learn to become more focused, we build our resilience, and, most importantly, learn about our inner thought life. As in nature, our minds also need silence and stillness if there is to be change, creation, transformation, and a long journey toward our purpose. Silence is the first step toward becoming all we can be.